Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Howdy y'all, this is Bob Nightingale, America's so-called sweetheart. He says what Liam says. I'm not sure about that, but you listen up, Pod and Lansdowne.
Liam, you look very handsome.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it. My red face, I got cooked at the game on Sunday. Absolutely.
Oh, you weren't the only one getting fucking cooked at Fenway Park this weekend.
That's right.
Hey-o. That's not fresh out of the shower. That's just you. Just are straight sunburnt.
Yeah, that's all it
that's
is.
Tough.
Well, as a fellow Irishman, you are Mr. Fennessy. I thought because you mentioned you had just gotten out of the shower, which is why your hair looks slicked back / pushed back. As a hot shower enjoyer myself, and as a fair Irish skin haver myself as well, I am like red as a potato whenever I get out of the shower. I'll come out and Alex will be like, "Are you okay? Look at your
feet."
Did
you just say red as a potato?
Or tomato? Did I say potato?
Wait, what did he say?
I meant to say tomato. We can roll the clip back there.
All right.
Potatoes can be red.
Yeah, they are redless potatoes.
The small ones. The small ones.
I'm not nearly as Irish as you two. But I have a little in me. I have a little leprechaun in me. Well, I wish one of you had red hair. It sucks that neither of you are gingers.
My beard kind of gets red a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like
that's fair. That's true. Yeah,
Fitz
it does.
Toes that line.
Yeah,
just the facial hair. Like I have, what do you call this? Like a brown brunette? I don't know.
Brown? What the fuck else would you call it?
I don't know. Would you call it brown or would you call it brunette? I don't know. I feel like it's, you know.
Well, that's the same thing, is it?
That's
not?
What I mean. Yeah. It's in...
Oh, okay.
You say tomato. I say potato. Right.
My hair is very dark brown.
Yeah,
that's almost black.
Almost black. His hair is almost entirely black.
Odd looking duck. Guys, it's so fucking over.
Well,
it actually.
No, Fitz. No,
I don't
know. It's not over yet.
I don't know.
They have 10 days.
Yeah,
they have
10 days.
The way that And I know you're getting Hauk back. This is Pod on Lansdowne, by the way, Fitzjake.
Why is that the one that you pointed to?
I was going to rattle all them off, and then I decided to do the intro for the fucking podcast, Jake. Forgive me if I seem stirred, but I am.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. We'll do it live.
That's Dr. Jim, a.k.a. Jake. Shout out Dr. Jim, right? Yeah. 2020 fourth place Cy Young finisher, Dennison Lamet, a.k.a. Liam. I am Eric Hinsky, a.k.a. Fitz. And this is Pod
is that true?
Lansdowne.
That's true.
He was gassed that year. He was really good.
Yeah.
I thought he was next that. He was really
his,
good that year.
I have his B-Ref page pulled up right now. But
2020,
he started 12 games, 69 innings.
Nice.
An ERA plus of 201.
201. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Then the wheels fell off, huh?
Yeah.
Nothing. He hasn't thrown 69 innings since.
He never called after 2020. He never called. Yeah, but no, like, with Houck coming back, with Whitlock coming back, Sale coming back, Story coming back, that's all well and good. But I try to stay optimistic about this fucking team. That was such... We're recording this Monday, by the way. You're hearing it Wednesday. Who knows what happens at the start of this fucking Kansas City series. But that was so embarrassing on so many new different levels for this team. They lost in just about every single facet of the sport of baseball this past weekend.
Can I say something that has been on my mind since the third Toronto game? I want to just get it out there.
So yesterday?
Oh no, so maybe it was the second one. Sorry, they're blending together. The Reese McGuire play. The Carlos Fabelis play. Can I just so as awful as that play was, Yu Chang probably strikes out the next batter. I mean, let's just no way he's getting a knock.
Make
there.
Them earn the third out, Jake.
Yeah,
make
I know,
them
I'm just
earn
saying,
it.
I'm just saying, like if you had Duran up on deck,
maybe he doesn't strike out.
I'm just saying, like, you know, that run doesn't even, you know, the runs, it's only on third. He's still got, so, but whatever. Just saying.
It's, you lose a game in a regular fashion, you can kind of just be like, whatever, it's stupid. It's when it's, oh God, they really made me want to channel my inner Dan Shaughnessy this weekend. Like, just want to, like, call them losers and pathetic enough. It was, when it's plays that, like, a little leaguer wouldn't make. When it's mental errors that you learn, like, when you're 9 years old playing baseball, that's when it's extremely frustrating. I was a fucking ghost when I saw that Reese play. I was a ghost for about 45 minutes. Like, I couldn't be reached. I couldn't be approached. That so mind-numbingly stupid to end a game like that. And then, of course,
it's stupid
the fucking
in, like, four different ways, too. Which
it's
I think
so
is why,
stupid.
Which is why it was special. Like, there's... It compounds. Like, there's that
lack
there's
of
the first,
situational awareness.
There's the first mistake of even taking off in the first place.
Right. There's the idiocy of thinking it's a home run by putting your hand up. Yeah. Right.
He's doing the Christian Vasquez in the.
It didn't even hit the wall.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
It didn't.
It'd be one thing if like it was a regular park and like he like reached over the wall to catch it and like robbed a home run. That'd be one thing. It would still be stupid, but at least you could be like, okay, at least it had a chance to go out. This never did have a chance. It looked pretty good off the bat. Maybe looked like a double off of the bat, but that's it.
Did anyone ask him if he thought that there were two outs?
That's a great question, because at first I
not
I
that
really
that would be any better
track,
than what happened, but I mean, I'm just kidding. Because at Fenway Park, if a ball is hit to
left
the,
center,
towards the, yeah, to left center, and you're on second base, there's really no need to take a lead.
You're
like
scoring no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if he goes halfway.
Yeah.
Miguel Cabrera scores there no matter
what.
Giancarlo Stanton scores there no matter what.
Benji Molina.
Name that Molina. I've been thinking about it ever since the fucking I stopped myself on Sunday in the middle of watching the game there, like that fucking disaster. And I stopped myself on Monday just like randomly thinking, like, you really fucking made that mistake. Because, again, like, mistakes happen. People are human. You know what I mean? You're prone to errors at time. That's fine. And you can lose a game in a regular fashion. You can live with it. But this is, like, the people fucking defending Reese by saying, oh, it was Fabelis' fault. It can be both. Fabelis can be stupid
well,
for sending the send.
Apparently Fabelis was waving at Urias, which makes it even worse.
What does he have to do with it? He's the second guy.
He's telling him, keep the line moving.
All right, so this is kind of related, but not. I think there needs to be a better system for waving guys in, like a guy from second, because I feel like turn around and come in and stop. They're all a little close, you know. I think we need more.
Talk to Jeff Suppan about that. Didn't he get? He's the guy who got pegged off at third base there in Game 3 of the World Series in 2004, right?
Yeah.
But no, go.
He was doing like a
David Ortiz defensive masterclass.
A rotation thing with his hands. But you could sort of perceive that as turn around, keep going. Like, I don't know. It's just a disaster.
I will say, I was sitting in the bleachers Saturday. So I had a really good vantage point of it. And when the ball was hit, you thought it might have a chance to hit the wall. I didn't think it was going out.
But that's the thing. It doesn't matter.
But it didn't really, I mean, Kiermaier kind of made it look like it was going to hit the wall. Cause like after the fact, he, you know, kind of like jumped into it, but it was still kind of like just hit to the warning track. I feel like if you're a Red Sox player and you watch batting practice at Fenway Park every day,
yeah, you play 80 games a year there.
You should be able to tell
how the park works.
You should be able to tell whether or not the ball's going to hit the wall.
You've been here a year, pal. You've been here a year.
You have a functioning enough of a brain, like capacity. You're not a baby. You're not a toddler. Your frontal cortex is developed enough where you're like, hey, it's not two outs. Like, I have to stop halfway here. I can't. It's so stupidly simple. That's what makes me so aggravated about it. It's such a simple do not do. I'm getting red.
I didn't even look. Did Urias? Did he? Urias?
Urias.
Urias.
I think it's how.
There you go.
That,
I was missing the emphasis. Did he play it correctly? Because that's even more embarrassing for Reese. Because he got there 2 days ago. If he saw
I don't know
it right.
I don't know because Fabless was the one talking to him.
That's so crazy that he was talking to the second guy.
I mean, call it cope or whatever. Just I'm drinking the copium over here. I look at it this way: they were 7-0 against the Blue Jays going into the series. Just chalk it up to everything swinging back the other way. Law of averages.
You know what, Liam?
They came home to roost.
That. That's great.
You know what, Liam? Hate
you
that.
Got,
Oh, okay.
You got 10
games.
It's
the biggest series
tonight.
Of the year, and they diarrhea city.
No, I mean, they've been beating them all year up until that point.
Up until it was the most important time to beat them, and they just went,
I'm turning the page. I'm on to these 10 games against absolutely ass teams. If they're really serious, they'll go 7-3, 8-2. If they're not, then they are who we thought they were.
That's kind of the nice thing about this stretch is it's such a clear barometer for what's going to – like, if they blow it here, it's like, okay, I mean, that's it. That really is it.
Then the Astros and Dodgers come in.
Yeah, then they're
going to
bury them, you know.
Blow your doors off. And
the coolest option, what I think would be fun, and also very in line with this team, is going, like, 5-5 and then – sweeping
and
the Dodgers
through,
and Astros.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Taking six of those seven games against Houston coming up, right?
Yeah. I think
random
really
side
cool.
note here. It's Monday night. My sister is at the game. She got tickets for tonight's game. I get a text from her 10 minutes ago. So apparently we're sitting next to the owner of the Red Sox, she says.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out, like...
John?
I asked, is it John Henry?
LeBron?
I said, what does he look like? Because my sister, God
yeah.
love her, doesn't
Can
pay
she just
too
take
much
a picture?
Attention.
I mean, is it...
No, like... I'm trying to learn more information. If the show develops here and we get more information, we might have my sister call in.
We might have John Henry on the pod.
Yeah, exactly.
Get him on the phone. Yeah.
Right. He's done no media for 3 years, but he'll be here.
He'll come on Pod on Lansdowne.
Yeah, right.
His big return.
Some of my biggest allies,
like,
my biggest
like
supporters
Nixon.
In the media.
It's like Frost Nixon,
gonna,
we're getting John Henry.
I'm going to start tweeting at him every day now to come on the pod.
Wait, he has a Twitter?
Oh,
John
yeah,
underscore used... W underscore Henry, yeah. my friend, right?
Oh. He used to be like super active.
I have a I have a little quick reference for how I watch the Reese play. I don't even watch Succession, but I've seen the GIF a million times. When the spaceship blows up and he
yeah.
just kind of looks at it and puts
Roman.
His phone down.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to go to the Boy Genius show. I was in Colorado going to the Boy Genius show. And
I was
like,
Boy Genius.
It was great. I was putting pants. I was literally like getting dressed and I had the game on the Nesson app on my phone. I watched it happen. I looked at it for a few seconds and I just real clean, just clicked the phone. I set it down and I went, okay, I'm going to go to a nice concert now. I didn't let it. I just put it down.
You didn't want to waste
what's
your vocal cords screaming in agony because you had to sing
$20
Fitz, and not strong enough.
What's the first half of the Oppenheimer quote where he's like, some people laughed?
Yeah, some people cried. Some people laughed. Most were just silent.
That was Jake.
These things are hard on the heart. I've been saying, by the way, speaking of Oppenheimer, I've been saying cock and bull story all weekend. It was a cock and the 2023 Red Sox have been a cock and bull story, 100%. God damn! It's a little bit of a scatterbrained episode. I think it's gonna be.
Well, there's a lot to address.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, I mean,
yeah. What
the weekend? The trade deadline. I mean, everything since they went to the West.
Alex Cora disaster class managing in Seattle. We haven't even thought about that because of what happened at the fucking Boston Massacre of 2023.
I can't talk about him anymore. I can't talk about him
AC.
Anymore. I can't do it.
Is this the most, like, I'm trying to think in terms of, like, off-the-field stuff? I mean, because of all the Verdugo drama.
2011, my friend.
I'm trying to think, like, when's the last time we really had, like, a big outside the club, like, 12. Price and Eckersley.
The biggest incident would be David Price and Eckersley, probably.
Yeah,
was that 16?
That's the first one.
17?
16 or 17?
One of those years.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah. But, I mean, outside of that, you got to go back to, like, 11 and 12.
Yeah, so, the Pablo incident, Instagram. That was more just funny, though. That wasn't really, like, turmoil. It was just funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Didn't he get suspended? They like, sat him the next day, though, right?
Yeah, I think so, for, like, a game or two or something like that.
I have been racking my brain trying to use that that Cora clip from post game Saturday where he's like, "I decided he wasn't going to play. I decided he wasn't going to play. I decided he wasn't going to play."
Well, we can
his
talk.
Worst day
well,
in the
to,
organization.
To sum it all up, things are going very well here in Boston.
God damn it, dude!
Red Sox baseball, baby. Catch the fever.
Such a fucking disappointment this weekend. And, like, all three of them were, like, because they just, like, Friday was just, like, bleh, like, right from the start. Very first pitch home run from Whit fucking Merrifield. It was just, like, bleh, right from the get-go.
We got to talk about Davis Schneider real quick.
This motherfucker,
seeing him in my nightmare.
Mustachioed nightmare, yeah. Let's
talk mustachioed mercenary.
Oh, God. Let's talk a little bit more about him after the break, because we got to step aside, because I have to scream into the void.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're back. Cock and bull stories on Lansdowne. Jake, Liam, I'm Fitz. If you have a show, question, or comment, you can give us a call on our voicemail line at 617-420-2431. Again, 617-420-2431. We actually have a couple questions, and we'll get to those later in the program. This fucking Schneider guy, though, Liam, you're right. That was icing on the cake.
I mean, he terrorized us all weekend. I got the BREF page up right now. 13 at-bats, 9 hits, 2 home runs, a walk. His slash line right now is 692, 733. Ugh. The slugging's 1154. The OPS is nearly 1900.
2,000. That was his, right? Yeah.
The OPS plus is 417.
Jesus Christ.
He looked like the greatest player I've ever seen.
He was special.
They should have been intentionally walking him by the end of the game Sunday. But shout out to him. He was what? Like a 28th round draft pick. So.
Speaking of intentionally walking, they gotta intentionally walk Bobby Witt like every at bat this series.
Yeah, who else is in that lineup? I mean, Sal's hurt, right?
Yeah.
That's an automatic double if you automatically walk Bobby Witt, because he's just going to steal second.
That's right, he would steal second.
Even with Wong behind the plate, Witt has fucking wheels, so. Yeah. I get the sentiment, but, yeah.
I'm just tired. I'm tired.
Yeah, you just had a long trip out to the Rockies. How was Coors,
I meant of the team, but that too. Oh, that I'm too. Also, yeah.
How was Coors?
Coors is great. I think it's number two on my, on the parks I've been to.
Ooh. Mm. How's the concourse? Was it spacious? Did you have room to walk around? Oh, how's the food?
I hate Fenway a little more every time I go to a new park. Like, I'm like, oh man, I
they're gonna
can't
yell
fucking
at you.
Breathe in this place. But no, it was beautiful. I went up and I sat in the mile high seats, the seats that are 5,280 feet above sea level.
Is that in right field?
Well, it's the whole upper ring.
Oh, row. Yeah, true.
But in right field, you can see the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
That was cool.
It looks like I would love to see a game there.
Yeah, Padres handedly beat the Rockies. Whatever. But yeah.
Did you meet Dinger?
No, there was a really long line. Sophie wouldn't let me wait in it, so.
You didn't push over to meet a group of children like you did at the Bruins game.
But I took a picture in front of him, but it wasn't really with him. But yeah. Dinger, I'll say, maybe the best mascot in the sport.
Cool as hell.
It's a cool mascot. Yeah, cool mascot.
Great story.
Yeah, the backstory is very cool. They found the fossils when they were building the park.
Yeah.
Dinosaur
I'm a
fossils.
Big Dinger guy.
Shout out Dinger. Anything to not talk about the fucking Red Sox right now.
Yeah, no,
Hey, Trevor Story is going to be back by the time this episode drops.
Ooh, that's a great... Let's talk about that a little bit, huh?
We do have that. I mean, Jake, you've been putting out the miracle clip for the past week and a half.
Okay, well, so that's what I was saying.
Put your gear on.
Everybody thought... Everybody was like, hey, you shouldn't, like... player empowerment or whatever, like, he needs the time... But clearly somebody got in his ear and was like, Trevor, pal. because originally he was not supposed to be till Thursday, but now it's Tuesday. So, like, clearly somebody did share the opinion of mine. Like, dude, we're running out of time here.
They showed him the clip.
They did. put your gear on.
He saw he saw what happened over the weekend, and it was it the nanny? No, not the nanny. What's the British lady, they call her in to like help the like
oh super nanny.
Super nanny, thank you.
Oh,
you guys
I'm on
are
my
in
way.
Crisis. I'm on my way.
Yeah.
That's Trevor's story. That's Chris Sale.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because like I did get people being angry about him staying down there, like to a point. But he is a human, and if he needs to rehab.
Yeah, he knows his body.
But then I also was at a point, like, he played 9 innings on Sunday in Worcester. I'm like, just do that up here. You know, I don't care if you go over. I mean, your defense, it's like, you know.
The defense could fucking, because I tweeted earlier this past week the whole, like, the Red Sox defense averages one Looney Tunes-ass play every week. This past week, they made, like, 7 of them.
I was going to say, that feels like
there's one every
low
night.
Ball.
Right? Yeah. And now, since I tweeted it, it's been awful. I mean, this even this weekend, there were like 4.
I mean, throwing Durant the ball on around, Sunday.
Doing this, that, and the other.
But yeah, that's like, I just...
It's par for the course.
Yeah, Trevor, we're dying up here. We're starving.
I mean, my immediate reaction before they pushed up his return date was just kind of like, the team doesn't deserve him right now anyway. Like, show me you can beat the Royals
without
him.
He's getting paid. What do you mean? It's not like they're trading for him.
No. I'm just saying, like, he can take all the time he wants because, like, the team right now, he's not going to save them single-handedly if they keep playing like this. Let's be real. But I'm happy to see we'll get him 48 hours sooner. So
yeah, that's
better late than never.
Golly, that's fantastic. Ugh, man, dude, it's
sale might start Friday. Sounds like Whitlock maybe nice. Sunday.
There's that there pitching depth they could have used. Fellas, they could have used a fucking brothers. Innings eater this weekend.
Fitz is banging the horn for Jordan Lyles.
Yeah, anyone, just someone.
He's in town this week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Royals legend. Jake, you've been you speaking of trade discussions, you've been touting the Chaim Bloom cooked by not trading at the deadline or not really buying at the deadline.
Okay, so
do you want to dive in on that?
Yeah, I mean, my opinion hasn't really changed from last week, except they kind of proved him right. I mean, they shit their pants 2 series in a row post-deadline. And 2 things. Clearly not buying, like if he, I mean, look at the Angels. If we were doing that right now, and we traded like prospects with real
like
meaning, and then
six
we shit our
the
pants.
Deadline or something, or like since trading for Giolito,
they are one in we're 1-6.
Well,
I think they might be.
They're 0-7. I saw a tweet.
Oh, there you go.
I think it was this morning, Monday morning. One of the bigger beat writers tweeted out like the Diamondbacks are 0-6. The Angels are 0-6.
Yeah.
There were like two other teams who were also 0-6 since the deadline.
Marlins.
And they, and they had made moves. So you're like, I mean, that's baseball, Susan.
Yeah, I mean, that's like code red. If that was, I mean, right now we're in like a, we're maybe what, DEFCON 3? Things could be worse.
I think it was DEFCON 3 on 9/11. I think they activated to DEFCON 3.
Oh, well, this
so,
is
yeah, this past weekend.
So maybe
was
DEFCON,
on
we're on DEFCON 4. We're on DEFCON
The lower the number, the more serious it is, right? Like DEFCON 1 is like, oh,
correct.
We're about
DEFCON
to.
DEFCON 1 is like the world is ending.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha. DEFCON 5 is like neutral.
I guess.
I think because I think it goes up to 5 or down to 5, I should say.
Yeah. But my point being, had that, I mean, I can't even imagine if that happened. I mean, the Angels, not our farm is obviously so much better than them, and they were, it's a different situation completely. That, you know, like Otani's a free agent at the end of the year, so they were going for it. But now, I mean, they are completely fucked if he doesn't come back.
Yeah.
Well, they're losing, and the guys they acquired stink. Giolito is
bombing.
Oh, my
God, it looks terrible.
And, like, you don't have Trout for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, like, basically the next
month.
Or
okay, so that's
weeks.
One
thing. I mean, they're making Otani cry in the dugout.
Yeah, that's crazy.
After losing games.
So that's one thing. That's, I'm glad they didn't buy. The second thing, and everybody keeps going back to this, like, we needed a direction about selling. There are two guys on that roster that
I got one of their B refs pulled up for you.
Well, because so Turner is kind of its own separate thing. I do genuinely think they're probably going to retain him. It seems like
I thought it was a player option.
It is, but it's for $8 million. He's going to opt out.
Not true. Okay, yeah. So they give him another.
So I think they'll because he's been important and it's a good fit. And I just don't really foresee.
Yeah.
I don't know, but so other than him, it's Pax and it's Duvall. Duvall's been fucking awful since he came back. He's batting .180.
Or, I got, talking about guys
I,
who could be traded.
Yeah.
One of them too.
Well, I
mean,
but
for,
I meant free agents at
Duvall,
the end of the year.
Gotcha,
you could trade Verdugo
gotcha.
After the season ends.
Cool.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Duvall's
gotcha.
Been awful since he came. He's batting .189, I believe.
I have. So in 36 games started, his line is .199. The on base is .268.
Oh,
the slugging's .382. The OPS is .650.
Yeah, that's not getting you anything.
It's not good.
Like, nobody's giving you – that doesn't matter. Just hold on to him.
So
and then
you,
Paxton,
you wouldn't have gotten anything for him.
Paxton, if he's – again, this is a huge if with him, but it's been fine so far this year. If he's healthy at the end of the year, there is no way he's not turning down a qualifying offer. There's no way. He's got one bag left in him. Somebody's going to give him 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah, it only takes one team.
Yeah. So
that's what
we were
saying over the offseason.
And that gets you – that gets you like a 40th – overall pick or somewhere in that
it's in their 40s or 50s,
and that's very valuable. That's extremely valuable.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I mean, after they fumbled it last year,
I just don't
offers.
So it's like standing pat, it's not sexy, it's not exciting, but it's fine.
It has prompted discourse in to whatever degree I agree with it. I'm not totally sure one way or the other, but it does bring up the point, like, if this is a 5-year plan for the Red Sox and for Chaim Bloom's tenure, if they are at this, you know, a week or two, before the trade deadline next year, basically, like almost a year from now, if they are in a much better spot, like how much is he willing to buy? You know what I mean? How much is he willing to fork over in terms of prospect pedigree? And I think it's a fair question.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to it. I wanted to kind of pick your brain regarding that because if you don't think that this was the year to buy, fine. I can live with that.
Do you feel that way?
That they should have bought this year? Not like heavily, but we talked about it last week.
Right.
I would have liked
an
extra innings eater, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But for the most part, like in turn, like capital B buying, no, I didn't think that this was the year for it. But if it is the year for it next year, is he going to flip that switch? Is he going to be more of a buyer? I think that's a fair question to ask because we've had this for 4 years now. The one time when they were truly in contention was 21. And yeah, they did buy Kyle Schwarber. And yeah, that ended up being a shrewd move. They also kind of got him on the cheap because he was hurt. You know?
Sure.
He wasn't like the prize of the deadline. We traded for Kyle Schwarber. We're all just kind of like, okay, you know, he had that one really good month with the Nationals at the time, but it was, you know, we were like, okay, fine, like, but it wasn't like a moving mountains sort of move. Ended up working out, true, 100%. But I'm just curious if we are at this juncture next year where the team's outlook is improving and they are on the up and up, and you know, some of the big guys are coming up sooner rather than later. How much are they going to fork over to try to put this team over the top? I'm not sure.
I've got some thoughts here.
Yeah, let's hear.
When they hired Heim, there was a few things that it was like, we got to get these things done.
Sure.
First, they needed to rebuild the farm. It was literally dead last.
Check.
the day he got hired.
Anyway,
check.
Look,
that's a big old check.
Midseason list,
either the third or fifth best
up.
Farm in the league right now, depending on where you look.
Which
that's
is
damn
nice.
Good. That's damn good. Second, and this kind of got muddled last year, but we've reset the tax, and so right now we're good. It's gonna be we're clean the end of this year.
Do you think the team's gonna tweet about it again this time?
It'd be funny if they did, but I
that
don't
would
think
be a good
would.
Commitment to the bit.
Yeah, it would.
I would respect the hell out of that.
So they did that. Cleared all that money. We had a lot of money of like a not. No, there wasn't anything egregious, I don't think, but it was a lot of money tied up.
Yep, and you're gonna have more money coming off the books soon. Not this upcoming off season, but some, you know, money will be.
Well, the
off.
Only bad it's just Sale next year.
Yeah,
there's nobody, and whatever. That's you're the Red Sox. You can afford one fucking bad contract. And I would say all of those things have been accomplished. Now you got to win games, but I think that. Well, so my thing is everybody's getting pissed off about this year's deadline, and it's like. Shut up, whatever.
No, next year, no move that they would have made this year would have stopped the fucking disaster that was this weekend. It was a complete failure from top to bottom this weekend against Toronto. Biggest series of the year. They failed in every aspect. No trade was going to really do that. Now, an extra arm would have helped, but yeah. I don't know if it would have turned
but
the tide
also,
of the series.
Well, so I actually think I've been seeing tweets this week. This is just a quick little side thing because it's been pissing me off the last few days.
Bearing of grievances.
Yeah, a bunch of beat writers have been like, oh, X amount of innings have been pitched by relief pitchers the last X games or whatever. Y games. I already used X, so it'd be Y games. Because that's such a misleading way of framing. Like,
yeah, we only have two traditional starters.
Pervetta, for all intents and purposes, is starting. Like, he's throwing six innings a game. But they're counting that. Like, I know that the relief
it's a little dishonest
pitching is getting thin, but it's not like a disaster. It's not... Like, Murphy's throwing several innings at once, too. So, but that's been upsetting me because it's painting an even... Listen, we don't need to exaggerate here. It's bad. Like, it's you could just say how it is. But with Heim, it's like, to me, I don't know how you can sit and watch several aspects of the 2023 Red Sox and be like, his vision is not working at all. Like, because that's... I mean, that is objectively there is tangible evidence on the 23 roster of that vision at least beginning to work. You have Durante held on to. Casas is one of the better bats
keeping
like, in the AL
up,
now.
You know, after his struggles.
Yeah,
like
seeing
that.
That through Bayo. I mean, that's the first starting pitcher we've developed in 15 fucking years. Like, there's things that are happening. The Massa signing. There's things that are happening that are good. And it's when he came in, it's a 5-year plan. This is year 4. If you don't make the playoffs next year, he gets fired. And I think that's completely fair. But I think you have to agree. I think you have to give him next year.
I would also agree with that. Yes.
All right. And that's where I'm at.
I'm riding with you.
And there were people on Twitter getting pissed off. I got in several fights this week on Twitter. I've been feeling like
you've
a bit
been,
of a...
Like, the last, like...
Yeah, I've been a bit
feisty.
Of an asshole lately.
Feisty.
I know.
Really punchy
I know.
On Twitter. You've been wicked punchy.
I know. I don't know what's gotten into me, but I feel good about it. But there was... Somebody was getting
like
pissed
Venom
off.
Right now.
Oh, this ownership doesn't do explosive off-seasons anymore. Look how that's working out. Explosive off-seasons.
Never works.
You don't...
Never
money
works
does not buy you championships anymore. It doesn't. Red Sox fans... Like that, have, you know, older fans that lived through like the 90s, the early 2000s, you cannot go out and buy a ring anymore. Teams are too smart. You have, I mean, look at the last two, the Astros and the Braves are the last two champions. Those teams pump out prospects that become major leaguers like you wouldn't, and then both of them have let two of their best players walk. They didn't miss a fucking beat. Like, that's what you need to do to win. The Braves let Freddie Freeman, who's having fucking one of the greatest seasons of the last, like, 10 years, and they're like, okay.
And he's whatever. Not going to win MVP. You know why? Because the Braves already have the MVP on their fucking roster right now. That's
and
fine.
Then,
it's a Acuña.
And then Dansby Swanson has been great for the Cubs, and it doesn't fucking matter. Like, and the Astros are the same thing. They let Correa walk. They let Springer walk. They let Cole walk. Like,
fine.
It doesn't matter. That is how, in order to build a sustainable team, you gotta do that now. I mean, you have to. There's no way around it. You cannot just go
spend your money
throw
smartly.
Cash,
I mean,
throw cash. Like,
I agree with you. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but if there is a situation where they can outspend teams, they really, for the most part.
No, and I agree. And also, people kind of ignore that they handed out the 11th biggest contract in the history of the sport 8 months ago. Like, that's not pretend. That really did happen. It's not. I don't know.
We did a podcast on it.
We did. It's just silly. I think, like, and I tweeted this. You absolutely do not have to hand it to John Henry and co. He's fucked up a lot of stuff, but it's like the vision here makes sense. If you do want to build a sustainable team that doesn't, I mean, the Red Sox won two rings in the last 10 years, or I get, 10 years, which is great. That's more than any other team did in that time span. Actually, the Astros are the same. But even within those 10 years, they came in last like five times.
The turnover and the roller coaster.
I want to hear Liam's thoughts stability. On this because he's kind of been
no,
on the side.
No, I mean, no, I completely, I really don't have anything else to add because I agree wholeheartedly with what Jake's saying. I mean, when we hired Heim, the idea was we reset everything. We rebuild the farm system. We reset the payroll.
There was an idea. You'd be,
basically. Yes. Heim Bloom is Nick Fury. but I mean, the idea is eventually we become the Astros, the Braves, the Dodgers. Hopefully, more so the Dodgers, where you know we have the money to spend. The Astros maybe. And the Braves, you look at it like they're not necessarily big spenders, but they have large enough payrolls. And their farm systems are robust.
I was gonna say, it's not like the fucking Astros are.
Yeah, they're not.
Know,
it's not like they're not
ripping coupons
money.
Up. You know what I mean? Like,
right. But these are teams that like have the financial might and the brains to be able to balance both at the same time. So, I mean, when you look at Heim, his job is to make sure we're competing every year, not just this year. Dabrowski's MO was, we're gonna win right now. And we're going to do whatever it takes to win right now.
And it worked.
And
can I just say,
and it worked.
One thing,
but it's not, you know, it's taken 4 years,
right.
4 years to kind of
reset
that mess.
Again, sure. I don't want to give John Henry any credit, but I'm going to give him a little credit here. Shout out the Red Sox front or the ownership group for kind of understanding that they won the World Series. And then 1 year later, they were like, Dave, you're gone. They kind of cooked with that.
Yeah,
I have to be honest.
Here,
I don't know.
Hired Gunn
I don't
Cable
know a lot of ownership groups that would have had the balls to fire a GM 390 days after they won a World Series or something. It was pretty. I mean,
it's that Drewski video. Pleasure doing business with you.
Yeah, it's been real.
The handshake.
Pleasure doing business with you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh man. So. There's
but
that.
That's my rant. That's my rant.
Man, there you go.
I mean, I get like. You look at each of their four World Series in this century, like they've been won a different way every time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, 07 and 18 are similar, but for the most part, it's.
Well, let's
they've done it
so
a different
04
way.
Was basically, I don't think there was like a homegrown player on that roster. It was like all
a lot of the key players were trades and free agents.
Yeah, a lot of trades. Yeah.
No, I mean, really, who's homegrown? Bronson? Is there anybody else?
We'll go through the lineup.
Trot and Bronson.
I was going to say Trot.
I think that's it.
Johnny Damon, you signed. Manny, you signed.
Lowe and Veritek were trades.
Yeah.
I mean, like, literally, I think they had two homegrown guys in the whole
game. Bill Miller, free agent.
Manny, no. Poppy, no.
Philly, and then 07 was like that perfect mix.
Exactly.
That couple big contracts, couple trades, some homegrown. 13, you win the World Series by accident.
Yeah, lightning in a bottle.
Then, and then 18 is basically the same thing as 07. It's like those big, the big deals, the young guy. It's all that was like the perfect year again. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Now, if they don't make the playoffs next year, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, you so had your shot. But I need next year. The whole thing hinges on next year.
I'm almost willing to give him 24 and 25.
I don't think the front office is giving him
25. I don't think they would either, but
let's see how 24 go. You know, don't put the cart before the horse.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if like every player got injured,
if 24 is
if they lose the World Series in seven games, Heim Bloom stays. You know what I mean?
Well, they don't need to win the World Series next year.
That's what I'm saying.
That's dramatic.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if they have a really good 24, yeah, he would get another. Like if they make a lot of progress at the end of 24, then yeah, he'll get 25. He'll get that.
I just kind of look at it as like, you know, 5-year plan. For me, it started in 21, not 20. I can't look at 20 and in good faith be like, Heim, your clock started right then and there.
Yeah, it's that, that's I mean, a bad
that,
hand.
That whole
that's
year
a
was
bad
up.
Hand.
Yeah, that whole year was fucked up. So
yeah,
one could say.
Not as Meyer though. We've talked about it. Thank goodness we have a top prospect out of it.
Yep. Shortstop of the future. Vinny
I mean, look
Chase.
At the Tigers. That kid, the kid that went second or third. Yeah, nobody.
No, that
nobody,
Jackson Jobe.
Yeah, him.
Oh, is that
yeah.
who they took? Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's no nothing. Never called.
Never called. Yeah. Do you want to answer some questions?
Yeah, let's answer
let's
some
questions.
Let's
answer some questions. All right, do we want to start with DMs or do we want to start with...
I've got the Twitter pulled up if you want me to...
Rattle them off.
All right. Okay. First off, this is from @WaveMix. So when the boys tweet that we're recording, we use a picture of David Ortiz in a podcast studio.
Yeah, given the
and,
juices.
Our friend here @WaveMix, I think they may have interpreted it as we had David Ortiz on the podcast this week.
They ask.
Which game does @DavidOrtiz consider the greatest game of his career? Well, why don't
we actually have David
answer?
Ortiz
we'll
on the line
him.
With us? David, welcome to the show.
We'll hit Jay,
part on Lansdowne. Jay, my boys, Jake, Liam, and Fitz. Jay.
So we can answer that one if you guys want. We do not have, unfortunately, @WaveMix, my friend, we do not have Mr. David Big Papa Ortiz on the pod.
Yet.
That's right, Fitz. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's next week. Sorry.
What do you guys think? Probably
who was the pitcher that he tried to box like straight up on the mound? Was that Greg from
Kevin Gregg.
Kevin Gregg, yeah. He's like bobbing and weaving. I'd say that.
Okay. Sure.
That's no other games come to mind.
No,
game 4,
yeah,
game 5, the Grand Slam in 13. Nope. Beating the shit out of Kevin Gregg.
No. Maybe when he hit that triple. That was
you'd like that out?
Yeah, in 13. I think that was 13. He hit that triple. All right, next question. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. @WaveMix, but when
Wave
we do
Mix
get...
WaveMix gets first dibs of asking a question if we
when,
get
when
David
we do,
Ortiz
when
on
we
the show.
Do have
when
him on.
We get, yes.
We will be in your DMs @WaveMix when David comes on.
Yeah.
This is from... Next up, we have @RBillSimmonsPod, Fitz. Friend of
was on that very recently. Go listen to the r/Bill Simmons podcast. Good conversation.
They ask, do you have regrets about saying the Sox should have been buyers at the deadline and that the
relative
Yankees,
buyers I said
now ahead
said
of
on,
the Sox had zero shot at the playoffs?
No, on the latter, no, still they don't
they're
have shots.
They're ahead of us, but they're still not in the like we're both not
no
in the
they're
playoffs.
Still they're a shell of their former selves, and their former selves couldn't get past the ALCS in the first place. No, I do not regret that about the Yankees. And what I mentioned on that podcast is what I mentioned last week about the trade deadline stuff. In what we just mentioned probably 15, 20 minutes ago, they shouldn't have been huge buyers. I just would have liked them to have added another arm. But and I do stand by that.
All right, so there you go. That's that one. Thank you, @RBillSimmonsPod. Next up, from our friend Webster, we have a math problem.
Oh. I'm going to have to say, I was never a math guy.
We're skipping this. Me either. Sorry, Webster.
No, I think that's good content. Let's.
All right. Well, let me write it down. So it's 5 Hold on, I gotta. Okay, so it's five.
I'm joking. This is not gonna be good content.
Negative 3x minus.
Is he gonna make us do PEMDAS here?
Yeah, it is PEMDAS. Okay, here, I'll hold it up for you guys. Yeah, you know what, Webster, fuck off. We're not doing that. Next question.
Pod Wars, zing.
next question from. This one's actually kind of a heavy
question.
Doing
great so far, Jake, hosting. You're doing
I know exactly
job.
Which one you're talking about.
This is...
When I'm on the honeymoon...
PEMDAS on Lansdowne. PEMDAS on Lansdowne.
When I'm on the honeymoon, this pod will be in good hands, Jake, hosting, running the ship here.
Next up, this actually... But let's get serious for a second, guys. This is from our friend at Rain Blurred Sky. They preface it serious. Can we discuss how much of the fan base is just wildly... anti-Semitic about Bloom all the time, which makes it impossible to talk shit. That's actually interesting. Yeah, some of it definitely is rooted in
anti-Semitism.
Yeah, it's me.
You're the problem.
Jake just mooted as Sophie's yelling at him.
Stop. No, that's
well,
very real.
Well,
yeah,
well I was
totally
gonna say,
real.
Well, Jake, you have the unique perspective on this because you are Jewish. So
yeah. I mean, I'm not smart enough to really give a great answer on this.
A nuanced take.
But it's I would say that's just a small but loud, like,
collection of assholes.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
Always is. It's, you know, the small, hateful groups. Off, I choose to believe.
Loudest.
I choose to believe that there are more good people. I do. Maybe that's naive of me. You could call it naive. That's fine. But yeah, Liam's right. It's the dickheads, the small group of dickheads that are always the fucking loudest about it. So, which was obviously really unfortunate that there's no fucking room for any of that in
he's fucked
society
up
as a whole. I was gonna say the,
there's
our
real
game,
stuff
our sport,
you
but,
can. You know, I don't know the return on the Mookie Betts.
Yeah,
right.
If you're not crazy about Jeter Downs, like no one's gonna blame you. But you don't have to fucking. You know,
down.
Bring out
yeah.
tropes
just get mad
in
about,
slurs
just
and
get
whatnot.
About
no, that's hot take. Yeah, don't want people to be anti-Semitic, but yeah. No, it's
yeah,
it, obviously
good.
That's unfortunate. Obvious. What was the unserious yeah. part?
Oh yeah, there's an unserious part here. Which players have the most aura on the team?
Ooh,
that's a great question.
Yeah, I would crack. Casas was the first one that came.
Bayo has really good aura.
Oh, that's true too. Bayo and
like
Reese
when he's
together.
When he's cruising, when he's having a good and he's kind of gets jacked up a little
is,
bit. He
is
really
aura
good.
The word you'd want to use for Reese? Is that the word?
Oh no.
I like Moss's aura.
I disagree.
He's taking
actually.
Pictures with his Frenchie.
You
don't think he has
yeah.
red aura?
You don't think he does?
The
why
pictures
not?
With
no,
his
he's
dog
just kind
are
of a little.
Are you kidding me?
He's just kind of a little guy.
That's his aura.
Masa.
I think
he's
just guy.
Oh, I don't think
guys
so.
Being dudes.
Yeah.
Who else? That is a really good question. I don't think we're a terribly aura-filled team right now, unfortunately.
I still think, you know, Casas with the
Kenley's
nails
aura.
In the, like, the yoga
Kenley, yeah,
out in the field.
That's good, yeah, Kenley.
Kenley's
I
got
think
a good
it's
aura.
By far
Yu Chang.
Yu Chang, great aura.
You coming up to Soulja Boy is, that's special.
Turner. Turner's got some aura.
Turner's got a good aura. I'm sick of the walk-up song, though. We got to mix it up, though. I'm sorry.
I like
we
it.
Get it. We got
an Augustana guy. I think that's who it sounds like. Augustana.
I mean, what, I yeah, yeah. I got it.
Good song.
In
good
April. But.
And all right, so we good?
That's we it good for the DMs.
One? No, I have. There's one final one.
All right.
Oh.
From friend of the show, Vendor Johnny.
Oh.
Fellas, we've got a little classic game here of Marry, Fuck, Kill. All right, we ready?
A classic.
Fitz, you ready? You sounded unsure.
Marry, fuck, DFA. That might be more appropriate.
Sure. Okay. Marry, intercourse, DFA.
Extend for a decade-long contract. Buy at the deadline, DFA.
All right, here they are. Ready? Joe Jakes, Mauricio Yovera, Justin Garza. So I have my answers, actually. I take this game very seriously, and I went and looked up images of these three men.
Okay.
Like, who would I spend my life with? Who would
sure.
I...
Who's which one of them are cuties?
So, I would say Jakes is definitely, like...
The best
like
looking
a
of the
like
three.
A legitimately handsome guy.
Yeah, he's not a bad-looking
yeah.
guy at all.
Yeah. So, I think I would marry Jakes.
Sure. And Jake and Jakes.
I'm doing the
and
same.
A, yeah, and then I would also take his last name, so I could be Jakes. Jake Jakes. Yeah, so that'd be funny, I think.
So that's definitely my answer, Jake Jakes. I would probably, I'd fuck Justin Garza, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
I think I'm with you on this. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Yovera, God love him, but he's not very good at pitching, and he's not really a looker either. So
I've seen enough. I've seen enough out of him after this past weekend.
So I actually think. Thank you, Johnny, for the question. But I actually think that one's that's
consensus.
Quite easy.
Consensus.
Yeah. And those are the Twitter questions. Thank you, everybody, for those.
And voicemails.
We love our
as
listeners.
Well. Again, we
have some voice. Oh, gosh.
If you have a question for the show, it's 617-420-2431. We've got a pair of voicemails.
What's up, gents? Had a quick question for you guys. Perhaps wanted to see what your takes are in a broader discussion on the elephant in the room, Alex Verdugo. And thanks for everything you guys do with the pod.
That's going to be one of the biggest. It's going to be one of the biggest conversations of the offseason. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't foresee a way he's on the opening day 24 roster. Personally,
they package him in like maybe some of not like the upper echelon of prospects, but maybe an upgrade somewhere else. Whether it's to the rotation or
I don't really even know. What
I mean,
gets you right now.
The similarities to Benintendi right now are startling.
Who tweeted that out? Somebody.
Great question. I wish I came prepared with that. But I think at best you get, a bullpen guy like Wink in return. If you were to move him. I don't think you're not.
I think
you're just
you have to be in a package for an upgrade, I think.
It's only one. He only has 1 year of control next year, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're not giving him. It's tough.
If you think Rafaela is going to be ready for the next jump, or what? If you think Blaze isn't going to be far away, however you think about Anthony, you know what I mean? Guys like that.
Yeah, I mean, and even if you don't think Rafaela is ready, you could. I think it's over with him. I just really don't see a way he's on the opening day 24 roster. I think it's like the fact that they haven't talked extension with him. That feels. Yeah, I don't know. It's a bad situation.
We have no idea what goes on in the clubhouse, but I don't think the relationship with Cora is. I mean, when he got benched for not hustling, I get that. Like, he's trying to, make sure he's playing the game the right way, et cetera, yada, yada. But after this past Saturday, I don't know what their deal is. The relationship is not in a good place.
It was such a good first month or two.
Yeah, and I don't know. When things are going good with Doogie, like, I love the guy. The aura, Doogie's aura when things are going great, amazing. But there are those. It's clearly those episodes and incidents.
Maybe
it's not all of it.
We've been
maybe Saturday was like
a
boiling.
Yeah, this isn't his.
We've been waiting
year.
For him to make a jump now for 4 years, and it hasn't happened.
In front of the program, Doink Patrol brought this up the other night, and it is a good point. It's got to be tough what he's going through off the field. Like, didn't his mom just get diagnosed with cancer recently?
That's true.
On top of the fact that he lost his grandmother, I'm sympathetic to that, of course. Like, these are real people. Off the field with real friends, real family, real lives.
Wasn't that good last year either, though.
I was gonna say, but you make the point, Jake, that it's there hasn't been a huge elevation of his game. He's been a solid enough of a player.
The COVID season.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
so again, off the field, obviously I'm sympathetic to that kind of thing. And I think people, I think sometimes that gets lost in when you talk about sports, which, it is what it is. But you are right in the fact that there hasn't been a huge jump there. I think we're going to learn a lot about the outlook of Alex Verdugo in August and September here. If it stays like this, I would agree. I wouldn't see him on the opening day roster. Just wouldn't.
Finishes great, he's gone.
No, if he has a good last month and a half or so, he might,
peak value, though. Then you're getting more for him. I don't know. There's not a fit. I don't know. I think he's checked out. I think Cora's checked out. It just,
I mean, and then even before this, there was the Cotillo report that they were trying to trade him at the deadline. So it's, I mean, clearly they're already thinking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Rafaela get some ABs come September, personally, just to know if that's a thing
he's
we can do.
He's hitting well in.
Yeah. I'm fascinated in the minors by right now. Him personally. He doesn't walk, but whatever.
He runs.
He's a gold glove defense, too, which is, you need that.
Yeah.
In Fenway, right. But, yeah, no, Doogie, yeah, it's been real. I don't.
Officially ready to call it there.
I just don't, I'll see you, man.
So, Kyle Teal.
I pulled up the Benintendi numbers compared to Verdugo. If we're just looking at it from, like, a career perspective, I mean, Benintendi's played 850 games. Verdugo's only at 608. But still, the slash line, 284 for Verdugo, 279 for Benintendi. The on-base is 342 compared to 351. Slugging's 430 compared to 422. OPS, literally just a point apart. Verdugo's at 772.
And both made defensive strides towards the end of their.
Yeah, I mean the OPS plus is literally.
Benintendi was better defensively towards the end. He did get better. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was also. The
OPS plus is the same. It's 107.
It's not a complete 1-to-1 comparison.
Yeah.
No. Not at all.
Similarities. So.
But. For narrative purposes.
Yeah. I tweeted today and I stand by this. I think if the Red Sox just let Mookie walk at the end of 2020, there'd be so much less discourse about it. It'd be like, oh yeah, that sucked. Like you wouldn't, you know, but
it's the active decision to say we don't want him on the roster.
Exactly. You know? And it's like, you know, then we don't have Connor Wong. We don't have Verdugo. Sure. But it's, I don't know. Sometimes I do wish they just let him walk at the end of that year. I wouldn't lose sleep about it in the same way.
I was going to say, because I still, you know, it still irks me a bit to this day.
Because then it's like, oh, they negotiate. He didn't want to hit free agency. They wouldn't negotiate. Another team's negotiated.
And again, it's fucking revisionist history whenever this topic comes up. Mookie Betts did want to be in Boston. He has said it on the record multiple times now.
Well, we don't need to litigate this again.
I know. I just. Worth bringing up because
anyway.
We're on the topic.
Though. Yeah. Point being, Alex Verdugo, it's been real. I'll see you on the Marlins next year, pal.
Let's step aside for a quick break, and then we'll go to our second voicemail, and then we'll wrap up the program with some grid.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're back. Pond on Lansdowne. Final segments here. Fitz, Jake, Liam. Another voicemail question.
Hey, guys. It's Red Sox Sam. What is your favorite piece of Red Sox memorabilia that you have? For instance, I have a signed Xander ball that he threw to me in spring training when I was like, I don't know, like 16, something like that. It's always been, you know, something I've kept like really treasured and, you know, I love that thing. So I'm just curious, what do you guys have?
This is a good one. I think this was, ooh. I believe this was Sam. I believe they sent this in. Shout
out
Sam.
This is a good one. This is a good one. Oh gosh.
I
love my bobble. It's, well, can it be anything? Like, yeah. It doesn't have to be signed. It's just a Red Sox thing.
Yeah.
Well, I have some vintage Red Sox clothing that I adore. I've got
your Johns.
Yeah, I got my Johns. I got
a 1986 World Series shirt with Lefty and Righty on it that I love.
Shout out Lefty and Righty. No Centristy, shirt. Though.
No. And then I got... I love my Catch the Fever hat from the 90s.
That's gas.
Snapback. And then I love my bobbleheads. I'm a sucker for a stadium giveaway bobblehead.
I have a Verdugo one. I got a Sale one.
Yeah. I got Fisk. My favorite one. Pedro tied to the pole might be my favorite one I have.
Manny. Oh, that's a great one.
I got a big Wade Boggs one, like bigger than your normal one. Wade Boggs jersey up there for me, the V-neck, actually, the blue batting practice V-neck one.
In 19, they did a set of
the Wind Dance
playoff
the World Series ones.
It's one
Nate.
From each series. It's Brock hitting a cycle, Benny diving for the catch, and Nate pitching in the World Series, and they like go together. And
that's cool.
Logo,
that's
gas. The World Series champions logos cool. In the bottom. Yeah.
I've always thought about buying that on eBay.
Yeah. I actually like made a point. Those were like the three games I went to that year. I got those three.
Mapped
so.
It out.
Yeah.
Love my 75 socks hat. Love my condom socks hat, dad hat.
Sure.
In terms of actual memorabilia,
condom socks
though,
rock.
I've got
I actually don't have that much memorabilia. Now that I'm like.
I've got a signed. I think it's back at my parents' house right now, but I have a signed scorecard of the Derek Lowe no-hitter signed by Jerry Remy. That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
I have a Mo Vaughn signed ball just because my dad and him played high school baseball together, which is fun.
How about that? Get Mo on the pod if you have the connections.
Yeah, what?
well, they're not – yeah, maybe I'll
– they're not. They're not buddies.
That'll
I'd
fall
have to
out.
Say, mine is, it's not an official piece of memorabilia because it's not authenticated, but it's a signed David Ortiz ball from my first year with the Orioles when I was a summer intern. It was like, your internship's over. Here's a gift. We know you're a Red Sox fan.
That's
like
very nice.
An under the table signed David Ortiz ball. So that's my big one. I wouldn't trade my first child for it. So.
Did he give you the signed phone that he smashed?
No, again? I wish. But
that's a good question, though.
That's mine.
Love some nice memorabilia. Makes me want to get a John now. Another John.
Yeah, I'm going to look up those. I'm going to look up those bobbleheads on eBay.
As well.
Yeah. Grid time? We going to Grid City to wrap up the show?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I haven't looked at it.
Let's pull it up. This is me stalling. For the Immaculate Grid. All right. I got it now. Jake, do you have it? Jake's looking around.
No, I was looking for more stuff I have.
Oh, more memorabilia?
Yeah. No, I'm ready. I'm good.
All right. What do we got, Jake?
All right. Top to bottom, that'll be your rows. We have the St. Louis Cardinals, the Houston Astros, and 300-plus saves in a career. And left to right, these will be your columns. We have the Los Angeles California Angels of Anaheim. We have the Chicago Cubs, and we have a World Series champion, but it says you have to have been on the World Series roster. So, interesting.
Important clarification.
Yes.
Liam, you starting us off today, pal?
Sure. I got one for Cubs Cardinals. I was going to go John Lackey.
John Lackey, that's a good one.
That's terrific. I was going to say Jason Hayward.
Mr. Lackey. I was going to say Lou Brock for that one.
Or John Lester, also.
3%, John
Lackey.
No,
that's true.
People
pretty
forget
good.
John Lester pitched.
He finished with the Cardinals, didn't he?
I'll take this next one just because we just talked about him a couple moments ago. Cardinals World Series champion. Red Sox legend. How about Jeff Suppan?
Oh, wow. There you go.
0.5%.
Holy
shout
moly.
Shout out Jeff Suppan.
All right. I will do...
We love Suppan.
Can I get freaky here?
Get as freaky as you
want. I mean, 300-plus saves. There's not that many guys have that. So I don't think you can get that weird with that one.
Some, you know. Probably about, I would say probably about 30 guys or so,
like
25
Kimbrell
guys.
Kimbrell or Chapman for the Cubs? Which you think would be lower? Probably Kimbrell.
Lee Smith you could do?
Ooh.
Lee Smith has like the third or fourth most saves. Yeah.
World Series
definitely a Cub.
You think Papp is low for 300 plus saves?
No,
plus
I think Papp. I mean, Papelbon was really good for a long time.
Okay. Well, you have to be to have 300 saves. I mean, you're not getting any scrubs in there.
I feel like he's got to have 300, right?
Do you want to say Papelbon for World Series champ in saves?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get a sock.
Jonathan Papelbon, 5%.
Actually, we have all socks. 5%. That's not bad.
5%. Yeah, all former socks so far.
Let's see if we could. I wonder if we could do that.
Right? Yeah, it's a.
Well, here I got another one for you. I can do one for you. World Series champ Josh Reddick was on the 17 Astros, right?
Yes, he was.
Sure was.
Josh Reddick, 3%.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if we can do this.
It's really good so far.
I've got another one.
We should have had John Lackey for Angels Cardinals there. Then you could have had Lester for Cubs Cardinals. But...
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, sorry, okay. Guys.
Angels Astros. I don't know. Like, I don't even know Angels Red Sox Greinke? To even begin. I can't. Yeah, that's. I was going to say Greinke for that one.
Do we want to say Greinke? Can we think of anyone more sicko?
Well, how about do Kimbrel for Cubs
saves?
Saves, yeah.
Craig Kimbrel, 31%.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you gonna do? Did Fernando Rodney pitch for the Angels?
Ooh.
Because I mean, he pitched forever too. He has to have 300 saves. Troy Percival definitely did. Everyone's gonna say K-Rod.
That's the. Yeah, Percival was one that came to mind. I don't. K Rod's not very sicko of us.
No. Fernando Rodney would, though. But did he do it? I think he was an Angel. He pitched for a lot of teams.
I don't know, Vince. I don't know.
I kind of want to say he may have spent.
I'll fucking do it. I'm gonna do it.
All right.
You nailed it. Good?
10%.
Really?
Yeah, 10%.
There you go. Shout out Fernando Rodney.
What's K-Rod, you think? Probably 75?
I was going to say like 50. I was going to guess.
All right.
So we're missing a Cardinal and an Angel, an Astro and an Angel, and an Astro and a Cubby Bear.
Astro and a Cub is hard. I don't know anybody for that. That's like legit hard.
Did Dexter Fowler play for the Astros? Trey Mancini. Yes. You do Trey Mancini.
Yeah, oh, Mancini's a great one.
All right. Castellanos never played for the Astros, right?
Angel.
No, because he was a Tiger. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I would do Trey. I don't think you're...
Trey Mancini?
Yeah.
All right. Trey Mancini. 26%. Ooh, it's higher than I thought it was going to be.
And then I would say do Greinke for Angels.
Greinke?
Astros. Yeah, I don't... Yeah,
everyone's going to say Nolan Ryan for that one. You know? Greinke is 10%.
Wow.
So we're
missing people forgot his Angel stint.
We're missing an Angel and a Cardinal.
I mean, there's an obvious one.
Obviously pool holes, right? But that's not sicko.
Yeah.
That's not true sicko behavior.
God, who could we think of?
Jim Edmonds.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Jim Edmonds, right? That's a pretty good one. I mean, he had maybe the greatest catch I've ever seen in my entire life when he's going directly backwards and lays out, flying through the air. And then he was pretty good with the Cardinals, too. So that catch he made with the Angels. Let's do Jim Edmonds. Jim Edmonds! 14%. That gives us a 103 rarity.
That might be our best.
Non-Red
Sox one.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good.
We get pretty freaky with those.
Most popular ones, obviously, Pujols for Cardinals, Halos, 48%. Wilson Contreras for the Cubbies and Cardinals. David Freese for St. Louis Cardinals World Series champ. For all the rings that they have, for all the legends they've had.
So interesting.
Most popular answer, 21%, is David Freese. Everyone remembers his 2011 run, of course.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not?
Altuve for Astros World Series champ at 24. Mancini was the most popular Cubby and Astro at 26. Nolan Ryan, 46%. For Astros Angels. K-Rod had 42% for the Angels 300-plus saves. Kimbrel
at 30. That's lower than I would have guessed, honestly.
Yeah. Still a good chunk, though.
Yeah.
31% for Craig Kimbrel Cubs saves. And World Series champ at 300-plus saves. It's the guy with the most saves. 56% said
Mariano. So boring. Rivera. So boring.
Oh, I didn't fill my
note
yet.
I'll keep it real.
I'm
going to
check what Chapman was for Cubs.
Chapman's got to have...
20,
saves, right?
So he's lower. Okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
Won the World Series. He blew the save, though.
Yeah, and not because of him. They did not win because of him, for sure.
Bitsa, well, Fernando Rodney, 2 seasons in Anaheim, 10 and 11.
That was the
year before he went on the... 2010 and 2011?
Yeah.
That has to have been
so
early.
So he was in Anaheim
career,
before
right?
Tampa?
Yeah. The next year he went to Tampa and had that Linsanity
crazy.
Run.
I would not have guessed that.
I was going to say, I kind of remember him a little bit, but he rarely came onto the scene with the Rays.
Damn. All right, well... there's your grid, folks.
There's your grid, and is that
Liam,
your
I have a
two?
Question. Are you retiring the obey your mother thing? Because it has not been
because,
smooth sailing.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't worked out. Maybe we'll bring it back depending on how this these next 10 games
yeah,
go.
Yeah, if they go 8-2,
it bombed,
potentially.
You thought it'd be a hit.
No,
Toronto fucking sucks.
Yeah, no, the Toronto series all but killed it. The positivity horn was...
They did not obey their mothers.
They did not become...
No mothers were obeyed that day.
Become fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, I'm...
Spencer Strider getting fucking spanked today.
Mm, that's a good butt, too.
2 1/3.
That was really...
In his pitch, 6 earned. Jesus Christ. Trying to win a fantasy championship here, Spencer.
He wears tight pants, though. I mean, it's there for everybody.
He does. Yeah. He's got
Quad,
the 90s
he's quad, he's Quadzilla.
Yeah.
You know? I love Strider, but I don't love them today. Fucking 2 1/3, 6 earned runs against Pittsburgh.
Didn't
please
love
grow up.
The Fens either.
No,
it wasn't very good.
Grow up, Spencer. Bale's pitching well.
What else? I guess that's it, huh?
I guess that's it.
Yeah, things aren't great right now, but hey, maybe next week we'll have beat some bad teams and. Maybe we'll be
back. We'll
be back
in
this.
Yeah, right.
Our
spirits
will
change. Yeah.
This fucking team, it's the same every other week. God damn.
Well, now we're due for a fun episode next week. We're due for a good time.
I had fun. I have fun every week, Fitz. How's that?
I do too. I like hanging with you guys. So
yeah,
it works out. It works out. So
adorable.
That's going to be it. Again, this is a Monday. We're recording this, so you hear it Wednesday. If there's anything crazy that happens from now until I edit this, you know, this time tomorrow night, we'll do an emergency pod.
What would that even be? With like somebody dying, what would that even be?
I
was going to say,
ow!
Fitz, you can edit that out.
Yeah. Jesus, Liam.
Ow!
Usually it's Jake who gets out.
I know!
Right? No, yeah, that one seemed in poor taste, but I had to say it.
Ow!
I had to say it.
Sophie, any thoughts? Closing thoughts.
Wally shot dead in Houston.
that more acceptable. Yeah, if Wally gets arrested on charges of tax evasion, we'll do an emergency pod. But right. Until
Wally insider trading.
Yes. Until then, for Jake, for Liam, and Fitz, you've been you. Thanks for listening to this rambling edition of Pod on Lansdowne. We'll be back next week to, again, hopefully talk about better times. But until then, go Sox, obey your mother.
Oh, are we still doing it?
No, we do it for the show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what's our emoji? Yeah. What's our emoji?
Oh, shit.
I thought about this earlier. Cranberries, because Fitz was not letting it linger.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that was a nasty room right
there. Do you have to?
You have to.
You do.
You have to let it linger.
Yeah. All right, cranberries. And obey your mother, I guess.
Liam.
Oh, I said it. I said it before. Obey your mother.
enjoyed the great season, have fun, and knowing that better times are ahead for the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, there you mother!